Story at a glance. The role of environmental factors, including metal exposure, in the development of obesity is gaining attention, suggesting that addressing these factors is key in combating the obesity epidemic. Recent studies have identified a significant link between exposure to metal mixtures and the risk of childhood obesity, emphasizing the importance of considering combined metal effects rather than individual metals alone. Cobalt has been found to have a protective effect against obesity in children, while metals like lead and cadmium increase the risk, highlighting the complex interactions between different metals and obesity. Adequate maternal levels of micronutrients such as selenium, Se, and folate help mitigate the adverse effects of toxic metal exposure on childhood obesity, underscoring the role of maternal nutrition in child health. A better understanding of the intricate relationship between metal exposure and obesity is important for developing more effective prevention and intervention strategies. Childhood obesity, a condition characterized by excessive body fat, poses significant health risks to young individuals. Children with obesity often experience a range of health issues that affect their physical and emotional well-being. Common complications include insulin resistance, impaired glucose tolerance, and dyslipidemia, all of which lead to more severe health complications if left unaddressed. Recent research highlights the alarming rise in childhood obesity rates, with studies indicating that, worldwide, more than 340 children and adolescents are affected. Moreover, the association between obesity and trace elements is becoming increasingly evident. For instance, elevated levels of copper (Cu) and decreased levels of essential minerals like zinc and Se have been observed in children with obesity. Additionally, the interplay between heavy metals and metabolic processes further complicates the obesity landscape, indicating that metal exposure significantly contributes to the risk of developing obesity. These findings underscore the urgent need to understand the environmental factors driving this epidemic. Beyond the immediate health concerns, childhood obesity is linked to long-term consequences such as type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular diseases, and psychological issues like low self-esteem and depression. These complications not only affect the quality of life during childhood but also set the stage for chronic health problems in adulthood. The interplay between metals and obesity-related metabolic dysfunctions exacerbates these risks, making it necessary to address both dietary and environmental factors in prevention and treatment strategies. Further, understanding the relationship between heavy metal exposure and childhood obesity is essential for developing effective interventions. As metal homeostasis plays a pivotal role in metabolic health, this exploration marks the beginning of a broader effort to uncover the underlying causes of childhood obesity and implement strategies that promote healthier futures for children worldwide. Exploring the impact of metal exposure on health. When discussing childhood obesity, it's important to recognize the primary risk factors, which include poor diet, lack of physical activity, environmental toxins, and genetic predispositions. However, conventional treatments often focus on medications, and even surgery, which have significant drawbacks. For instance, medications prescribed for weight management in children lead to side effects such as gastrointestinal issues and mood changes. These treatments don't address the root causes of childhood obesity, leaving room for alternative approaches that consider environmental factors like metal exposure. Further, recent studies have highlighted the role of environmental pollutants, particularly heavy metals, in its development. Metals such as lead, cadmium, and arsenic have been identified as obesogens, substances that disrupt normal metabolic processes and promote weight gain. These metals interfere with your body's hormonal balance, affecting appetite regulation and fat storage. Additionally, exposure to these metals occurs through various sources, including contaminated food, water, and air, making it a widespread concern. Understanding how these metals contribute to childhood obesity involves examining their impact on metabolic pathways. Heavy metals mimic or block hormones that regulate metabolism, leading to increased fat accumulation and altered energy balance. For example, lead exposure has been linked to insulin resistance, a condition where your body's cells do not respond effectively to insulin, resulting in higher blood sugar levels and increased fat storage. This disruption in metabolic processes sets the stage for obesity, especially in children who are still developing. Adding to the complexity of the condition, conventional diagnostic methods often rely on body mass index, or BMI, measurements, which do not accurately reflect a child's health status. BMI does not account for muscle mass, bone density, or the distribution of fat, leading to misclassification of weight status. Moreover, the influence of environmental factors like metal exposure is not typically considered in standard diagnostic criteria, often resulting in an incomplete understanding of the child's condition. The complexity of diagnosing childhood obesity is further compounded by the variability in individual responses to metal exposure. Genetic factors influence how a child's body processes and reacts to these metals, making it difficult to establish a one-size-fits-all diagnostic approach. Additionally, the lack of comprehensive screening for metal exposure in routine health assessments means that this contributor to obesity is often overlooked. This gap in diagnosis underscores the need for more holistic approaches that integrate environmental assessments into the evaluation of childhood obesity. The impact of heavy metals on childhood obesity. A recent study investigated the relationship between exposure to various metalloids and the prevalence of overweight and obesity in children aged 6 to 12. Researchers focused on 10 different metalloids, analyzing their individual and combined effects on body weight. To achieve this, they measured the urinary levels of these metalloids in a sample of 143 children, comprising 92 healthy controls and 51 cases of overweight and obesity. The study population consisted of prepubertal children from Granada, Spain, who had lived in the study areas for at least 6 months. By examining urine samples, the researchers aimed to determine how these metals influenced the likelihood of developing excess body weight. Their findings highlighted a complex interaction between various metal exposures and obesity risk. One of the significant discoveries was the inverse association between urinary cobalt levels and the incidence of overweight and obesity. Children with higher levels of urinary cobalt were less likely to be overweight or obese. Similarly, chromium and CR showed a borderline negative relationship with obesity, indicating that higher CR levels appear to contribute to lower body weight. Molybdenum MO, along with CR and cobalt, played a role in reducing the likelihood of excess body weight among the participants. Conversely, the study found that certain toxic metals were positively associated with obesity. The study found that urinary levels of lead, cadmium, and total arsenic were positively associated with overweight and obesity in children, indicating that higher exposure to these metals increases the risk of developing excess body weight. This relationship suggests that exposure to these metals increases the risk of developing obesity in children. Interestingly, the control group exhibited higher urinary mercury levels than the obese cases, adding another layer to the metal-specific effects observed in the study. When analyzing the combined effects of multiple metalloids, the research revealed that the mixture of lead, cadmium, and arsenic significantly contributed to the increased risk of obesity. This mixture effect underscores the importance of considering how different metals interact within the body to influence health outcomes. On the other hand, the combination of MO, CR, and cobalt was associated with a decrease in obesity rates, further emphasizing how certain metals counteract the effects of others. The prevalence of excess body weight among children has been on the rise over the past decade. This study adds to the growing body of evidence that environmental factors, particularly exposure to toxic metals, play a significant role in this troubling trend. How metals influence obesity. Metals like arsenic, cadmium, lead, mercury, and nickel ion are recognized for their ability to contribute to obesity by disrupting metabolic processes. Moreover, the study highlighted that deficiencies in essential metals such as CR, Cu, iron Fe, and magnesium Mg also lead to increased adiposity or body fat accumulation. This finding points to the delicate balance required in metal exposure for maintaining a healthy body weight. Urinary metal levels were deemed appropriate biomarkers for assessing long-term exposure, providing a reliable method for future research in this area. The researchers emphasized that the effects of one metal depend heavily on its interactions with others. This complexity makes it challenging to isolate the impact of individual metals on obesity without considering their combined effects. The study's methodology accounted for these interactions, offering a more comprehensive understanding of how metalloid mixtures influence overweight and obesity in children. Biologically, cobalt influences body weight by regulating glycogen deposits and leptin levels, a hormone that controls appetite. Higher leptin levels signal fullness, reducing food intake and preventing overeating. Chromium, involved in carbohydrate metabolism, might enhance insulin sensitivity, helping your body manage blood sugar levels more effectively. These mechanisms provide a plausible explanation for the observed inverse relationship between these metals and obesity. By identifying specific metals that either exacerbate or mitigate obesity risk, interventions effectively targeted to reduce harmful exposures and promote healthier growth patterns in children may be developed. Maternal micronutrients and metal exposure in childhood obesity. Another study sought to determine the relationship between in utero exposure to toxic metals, specifically mercury, lead and cadmium, and the development of overweight or obesity, or OWO, in children. Additionally, the research explored whether adequate levels of maternal micronutrients Ca and folate offer protective benefits against this risk. The study included 1,442 mother-child pairs from the Boston Birth Cohort, a group predominantly composed of urban, low-income Black and Hispanic populations. Participants were enrolled at birth and monitored prospectively up to 15 years of age. The findings revealed that low-level co-exposure to mercury, lead and cadmium during pregnancy was widespread among the study population and significantly increased the likelihood of children developing OWO. This association was especially strong in children born to mothers who already had OWO. Importantly, the study identified that adequate levels of maternal Ca and folate were effective in reducing the risk of childhood OWO, highlighting the role of maternal nutrition in mitigating the adverse effects of toxic metal exposure. The study utilized advanced statistical methods to analyze the interactions between metal exposure and micronutrient levels. The researchers found a clear dose-response relationship, meaning that as exposure to the metals increased, so did the risk of obesity in children. This relationship underscored that there are no safe levels of exposure to these toxic metals, as even minimal exposure had detrimental effects on weight and overall health. Selenium and folate protect against metal exposure toxicity. The protective effect of Ca and folate was most pronounced in children born to mothers with OWO. These micronutrients appear to counteract the obesogenic properties of mercury and lead, providing a buffer that reduces the metal's impact on the child's weight. The study emphasized that maintaining adequate levels of these nutrients during pregnancy is essential for safeguarding children's long-term health. Biologically, Ca plays a pivotal role in the body's antioxidant defenses, helping to neutralize harmful free radicals generated by metal exposure. This antioxidant function prevents oxidative stress, which is linked to the development of obesity and other metabolic disorders. Folate is necessary for DNA methylation, a process that regulates gene expression. Proper DNA methylation ensures that genes involved in metabolism and fat storage function normally, thereby preventing the onset of obesity. The interplay between Ca, folate, and toxic metals involves complex biochemical pathways. Ca may bind to heavy metals, reducing their bioavailability and toxicity. This binding process minimizes the metal's ability to interfere with metabolic processes that regulate body weight. Meanwhile, folate's role in DNA methylation ensures that epigenetic modifications do not predispose children to excessive fat accumulation and weight gain. In conclusion, this study underscores the importance of maternal nutrition in combating the adverse effects of environmental toxicants. Ensuring adequate intake of Ca and folate during pregnancy is one strategy in preventing childhood obesity, especially in populations with high levels of metal exposure. These findings advocate for public health initiatives that focus on improving maternal diet as a means to protect future generations from the rising tide of obesity. 4 steps to protect your children from heavy metal exposure. Heavy metals pose a serious threat to children's health even beyond obesity, causing permanent damage to the nervous system and impairing cognitive development. Lead and cadmium are particularly dangerous, accumulating in bones and teeth while disrupting multiple organ systems. Here's how to reduce your children's exposure to these harmful toxins. Choose clean school lunches. Testing has revealed alarming amounts of heavy metals in school lunches. Pack homemade lunches using whole, unprocessed foods whenever possible. Avoid prepackaged meals and snacks that increase exposure to heavy metals through their ingredients and packaging. Focus on fresh fruits, vegetables, and clean protein sources from grass-fed animals. Filter your water. Install a high-quality water filtration system in your home that removes heavy metals. This step helps reduce exposure through drinking water and food preparation. Look for filters certified to remove lead, cadmium, and other toxic metals. Test your home environment. Have your home tested for lead paint, especially if it was built before 1978. Check the soil around your property for contamination, particularly if you grow food or your children play in the dirt. Remove sources of heavy metal exposure like old pipes or contaminated soil. Choose breast milk over formula. Many infant formulas are contaminated with heavy metals, adding one more reason why breast milk is the best option for babies. If breast milk is not an option, I recommend making your own homemade infant formula. Originally published by Mercola.